When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Today is a special moment in Cytosol School history, at least in terms of the stories that we feature. To my knowledge, I'm pretty sure I'm right. We did some research. It's the first time we have featured a second sister or a second sibling even in a set of twins where each one of them has a totally different side hustle. Now, I was working on the notes for this one, and as I got about halfway through, I was like, you know, something seems familiar here. So it was more of a discovery than something we intended, or at least for me, I can speak for myself. And when I was reading the notes, I was like, So I sent a note to Whitney, our content manager, who confirmed that Adeze Kadé, who I'll tell you about today, is indeed the twin of Akila Kadé, who we featured in episode 781 just over a month ago. So pretty cool. And as I said, completely different project and not something that I intended. So fun fact, any other sibling stories out there, let me know, especially twins. We've definitely featured some other stories of siblings and families and couples and parents and their kids. But I think this is our first time to do twins. All right. Now, this story in particular is about a childhood love of sewing that comes in handy for an architect's goals later in life. So stay tuned for Architect Design's Blueprint for Fashionable Online Shop.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Adeze Kadé learned to sew when she was a little girl. Most afternoons, evenings, and weekends were spent with a needle and thread in her hands, learning how to make different pieces of clothing from scratch. It was more than just a childhood hobby, it was her first true passion. As she grew older, however, sewing fell by the wayside. It was replaced by studies, her social life, and a burning desire to become an architect. By the time she'd graduated and begun her first real job, sewing was just a distant memory. But a few years later, Adeze relocated to join her company's Los Angeles office, where she learned that they took part in a yearly charity event. The top firms in LA come together to put on a fashion show with garments made by their employees. The money generated from the sale goes to the cause Free Arts for Abused Children. Seeing an opportunity to do some good and get to know her new colleagues, Adeze volunteered to be on the team. They worked together for months, and the project reignited her passion for sewing and making clothes. After the event, she invested in a sewing machine and started making clothes for herself and her friends. She'd create tops and skirts and dresses and accessories, then give them away as presents for birthdays and Christmas. Over time, she began receiving requests to make different garments for her friends, and then even friends of friends. She had her own unique style, and people loved that the clothes were handmade. Etsy seemed like a prime testing ground for a business. It also had the added bonus of helping her keep costs down. She could refer any of the requests she received to one central hub where they would see the garments and place orders. Adeze called her new store House of LVA. The LVA stands for La Vraie Adeze, or The Real Adeze. The name comes from the freedom she feels when she's making clothes and running her own business. Her day job is filled with rules, regulations, and restrictions, such as the life of an architect, but with clothes, she can be as free and creative as she wants. For inspiration, she spends a lot of time reading magazines or blogs and examining people's garments when she's out and about. She wants to see how they're made and what she would do differently to add her own twist to a piece. Speaking of restrictions, there's no hard and fast rule for where she sources her fabrics. It really depends on the design she has in mind and the inspiration behind it. However, she leans toward the highest quality materials she can get while keeping her prices affordable. But setting those prices in the beginning posed a bit of a challenge. Attempting to be highly competitive, Adeze priced her items lower than other sellers. But after taking into consideration the cost of her materials and the time she was putting into making the clothes, it just wasn't a good fit. So she started looking more at her customer base, thinking about her ideal customer. Who was she trying to sell to, and what could they feasibly afford? What Adeze found is that her styles definitely attracted a more adult audience. Most of her customers appreciated classic but stylish designs and silhouettes. And more importantly, they were willing to spend a little extra, at least if the outfit was right. She discovered something else too. Price communicates the value of your product to your customers, so they're not always looking for the lowest cost option. While she doesn't shoot for a specific profit margin, she does price her items so that she can essentially recreate that same item with the money she takes away in profit. Since all of the clothes Adeze makes for House of LVA are made to order, she saves money by modeling them herself on the website. They can then be replicated in the customer's size when they place an order. And using a made-to-order system enables her to better manage her inventory and only invest time in products which are in demand. Another challenge she faced was sizing, especially in the beginning. When she was creating clothes for herself or her friends, she had the freedom to measure and tweak the garments to make them a perfect fit. But of course, when selling online to strangers, she needed to find a more uniform way of doing things. So after some research, education, and practice, all of her clothes can now be made in American standard sizing from extra small to extra large. For marketing, Adeze has taken advantage of the visual aspect of this business. She primarily uses Instagram, where she can share images of her modeling the clothes to attract attention, and she's built up a large following of more than 25,000 fans. She combines this with interacting with prominent bloggers and influencers, especially those that have audiences that fit her demographic. House of LVA is still very much a boutique operation with profits of around $6,000 a year. Because this is a side hustle, she's had the freedom to let it grow organically before taking larger steps that could potentially occupy more of her time. Adeze's goal is to grow the income while still keeping it manageable enough to work around her job as an architect. She loves the idea of spending her days designing timeless hotels and her evenings creating timeless garments. Adeze is sewing up her ideal future. Awesome. Congratulations to Adeze. I love the style of the clothes, which I'll comment on briefly in a moment. Hopefully I won't embarrass myself too much. And of course, it's super cool to feature twin sister side hustles that are completely different. So speaking of clothes, I went to look at her Instagram, which she just does a fantastic job with, as I would expect. She's got really good management of the Instagram grid, which is something that I think people who pay a lot of attention to that platform are good at in terms of synchronicity, in terms of everything kind of lining up when you look at it in whole or in full. I'm not very good at that myself, but I do notice when other people do it. And in terms of the clothing style, I noticed she's got this minimal color palette, really stark and specific, featuring black and white for the most part, often contrasted with denim or contrasted with a nice accessory like a watch or similar. Specific lines throughout with a clear message and some statement pieces. And also, as mentioned in the story, she figured out to not price at a budget, She figured out that her customers are going to value quality. They're going to value style. They might not buy, you know, a ton of clothes all the time, or they might. But if they don't, they're going to really want to invest in those statement pieces with options that are both versatile and stylish. So I agree with her. If you want to look like everybody else, you should go to H&M. If you want to support, you know, mass manufacturers of the same clothes, then you can go to The Gap or wherever else. And that's not necessarily a criticism of those places. I mean, like, a lot of people go there and that's fine. Again, if you're interested in something that's more stylish or just unique, like your own identity, then what you're looking for is something like what she's doing. So with that, I will sign off for the day. Hope you enjoyed this story. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. What are you working on? What are you building? What are you dreaming about? Let's make that dream a reality. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/819. That's 819, episode 819. I'll include links to everything mentioned here and also the sister story, which is at episode 781. So thanks so much. Three cheers to the Cadet sisters. And I will be back tomorrow with the weekly recap. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.